Gail Wilson from the Overseas Development Institute. I'm at the OECD in Paris, reporting from the Aid for Trade Policy Dialogue. I have with me here Sri Sarvansingh, who's ambassador for Mauritius. Mr. Sarvansingh, looking forward to the Global Aid for Trade review, can you tell us how we can secure the future of aid for trade?
Yes. Well, first of all, I think the Aid for Trade initiative must stay. That's the first thing that I would say. Why? Because I do not look at the Aid for Trade initiative only from the point of view of project implementation, but it has a lot of invisible gains in terms of process gains. For example, it has enabled a new conceptual approach to development in terms of mainstreaming, in terms of motivating, in terms of getting people around the concept of trade and its linkages to development. However, I would agree that a lot of water has gone under the bridge, and perhaps we should refocus, and perhaps we should look at a few things in a different way. Why? Because two things mostly has happened. One, in the meantime, we have gone through a crisis, and secondly, we have a new trade perspective that is dominant nowadays, which is the global value chains. So in that sense, we must move from a paradigm where we are looking at how to improve exports for development in now how we look to improve trade for development, because the conflict between exports and imports should no longer be there. In that sense, the main thing I would say is that we have to change perhaps the discourse at the WTO on the conceptual foundation on which the whole architecture of rights and obligations in the WTO were built. That is, exports are good, imports are bad, and all the rest followed from this. But that's no longer obtained. And from there, we had a conception of S&D in the WTO, which proposed or which, you know, favored a defensive agenda for developing countries. That is, exemptions, restrictions, you know, not going all the way. But if you want to connect to global value chains now, this agenda is no longer on. On the contrary, instead of this defensive agenda, we have to replace S&D now with an offensive agenda. And aid for trade, this is where aid for trade connects to this new agenda. How can aid for trade become a catalyst to move from that defensive agenda on special and differential treatment to an offensive agenda in order to benefit, for trade to benefit development?